Good evening, Sandiman, and welcome.
We thank you, of course, for all of the names of people needing some kind of help. As you know, we are always grateful that so much love is sent from you, not only to those here on earth, but into spirits also. I feel, as I join with you again, I feel that there are questions to be asked, and I am willing to do so this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like just to say that as your year progresses towards the end of this current year, there will be many goings on, as you would say, within your solar system. Watch out for all of these, because it is a change which we welcome because of all the disruption, not only in your system, solar system, but many others. I believe I have told you that the disruption belongs not only to your Earth, but to many planets.
Yes.
And by the end of this coming year, this will begin to change.
So change for the better.
Yes.
Good. Thank you.
Will we be able to perceive the change?
It will be noticed within your night skies that there are changes, and there will be many new stars to be found.
Gosh.
So be aware, my dear friends. I tell you this only because I know you are interested in what is to come. Your curiosity abounds. So remember my words, and you will begin to see an easing of problems.
Right. So it's an energy shift.
Yes.
Within our universe is.
Yes.
It has already started, hasn't it?
Not quite yet. People have spoken of these shifts, but this is something different. This is something more powerful.
More radical even.
Yes.
Right.
So yes, there are always changes, but this I feel is good for all of you to know.
Are these stars, are they new stars, or are they just new stars to us?
They're just unnoticed stars, a lot of them.
Yes.
But of course there are energy bursts, shall we say, that creates new stars also. But most of them are just unnoticed.
Yes, they'll become more visible, or we'll be able to see them.
Yes.
Thank you. Gosh.
That's fascinating.
Yes.
It's almost like things are clearing in the night sky.
That is quite a good way of expressing it, my dear friend. It is. There has been so much, shall we say, pressure on the earth. But it will help immensely. So I felt that it was good for you to have some uplifting information.
Wonderful. Yes. Can you tell us anything about, is it emanating from the other universes?
It is a collaboration of many universes. Yes, it is not one particular universe involved. But it is almost like you as a group agreeing for something to happen. You all, as individuals, take your part in it. You understand?
Yes.
Now, we will have some questions this time.
Okay. Mum, do you have a point out?
Well, do you have a question, Lillian?
One that would be.
You did have one tonight, didn't you?
I know. Suddenly thought, well, somebody else wanted one. Yes. Because I've got a friend who's coming to the end of her life, and quite quickly. I know she didn't want to know anything about spirit or anything to do, say, with religion, or especially spirit. So me and another friend, we just didn't talk to her about it, but she's coming to the end of her life, and she is shown little interest, so that's good. Partly because she was frightened of what was happening. But I got to thinking, we begin to sleep a lot as we come to the end of our life. And I remember when George was going, you said that when he was asleep, he was already being prepared to go over, I guess, for good.
Yeah.
But if, like my friend, they don't have those thoughts that George had, or the knowledge, what happens when they sleep? Do they still go over to spirit and learn?
They still come to spirit, whether they realize it or not. What happens when there is some kind of fear is that they hold back from crossing. But they still, as they sleep, as all of you do each night of your lives, that the spirit leaves the physical body and returns home to spirit. It matters not whether you have the belief or not. It is a matter that you must transmute and change and believe in where you are. And this will happen eventually, whether your dear friend doesn't want to join us, it is inevitable that it will happen.
Yes.
But they will always be comforted. Yeah. So,
and her husband's gone before her, so I'm sure you'll be around.
And to trust your own words, both you and the other friend.
Thank you.
That spirit will help you to find the words that are necessary for the passing.
Yes, thank you very much. Yeah, my other friend would be thrilled with those words.
Yes. If only we could convince all people that it is a beautiful thing. But there still remains so much fear.
Yeah, she's been adamant about listening to anything we maybe were talking about.
Yes.
She really... But...
We will encourage you for your words to be ones of love and truth.
Because it is rather difficult.
Yes. People shy away from it. Because they find it difficult, not the person who is approaching death, as you say, because there are so many beings around them that they almost become buffeted from anything that seems unpleasant.
Oh.
So just allow your words to flow.
Thank you.
I hope that helps you.
Yes, very much. Thanks.
Talking of finding the correct words, Simon, a couple of weeks ago, you may have even been listening to us, I hope so, I spoke to my grandson, who's very knowledgeable, I feel, spiritual-wise, and I was... We were talking about death, and he said he wasn't scared anymore after talking to me. And there were lots of tears, but they were tears of joy that what he was hearing around him from the media and his friends wasn't necessarily true. But I was given the words. I felt I was being impressed to use the correct words with an 8-year-old. Could you just confirm that I was right on that occasion, please? That I was being helped.
You will always be helped if what you are trying to do is instruct someone in the methods of love and truth and understanding.
Hmm.
Your words will always be true. If you truly believe in spirit as you do and are used by spirit, then never be afraid that what you say is wrong.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a lovely moment. It was very touching, but very spiritual.
Yes.
Just him and I talking. I wasn't talking to an 8-year-old. I felt that I was talking to his spirit rather than...
Yes. And you all can achieve that if you truly believe that it can happen. After all, even the smallest child is spirit, first and foremost.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so never be afraid to speak to children.
No.
And I am sure at times they will surprise you and tell you that they already know what you are telling
them. He did. He did.
Yes.
Yeah. But in front of his parents, he tells me to be quiet, so it's just the conversations that I feel that we're on the same wavelength,
yes.
him and I. But I yesterday mentioned it in front of his mum, and the little boy said, don't talk about that. It's just between him and I. I think he feels that his mum's not ready.
Yes, well, children are never treated as adults, but in fact they are still close to their spiritual home.
Yes, yes.
And their knowledge sometimes is quite intense.
It is, yes.
Yes,
he knows, he knew that wasn't appropriate, which was very...
Because he would recognize the light of his earth mother.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah, interesting.
Continue to talk with him.
I will. I will indeed. Yes. Thank you. Did you have a question then at all?
No, right.
I've got a few questions from the readers, but if anyone else has a question first.
Did you have a question?
No, not really. I've sort of drifted off.
Just a quick little one.
Yeah.
So when we return to spirit in our sleep, what is there a difference between, is it separate from our brain that processes things in the day? Because if we have dreams and nightmares, like nightmares for instance, I don't believe that would come from spirit. That must be a separate entity.
Yes, that is the physical part of you. After all, you are a whole of spirit and a human body and brain and mind. So, of course, any unpleasant dreams comes from the mishmash, shall I call it, a word used on your planet. So often it has to express itself.
So it's kind of like fear coming out.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I just have one quick one. I was just thinking a little while ago that we used to hear an awful lot about crop circles.
Yes.
And now we don't seem to, unless I'm not aware of it, but we don't seem to be having them.
They are still occurring in different places. But no, the first flush of knowledge of them has passed.
Yes.
Yes.
So have the beings that made them, they moved on to other places, have they?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they have done the work that they intended. Of course, there are still some who will remain or return.
Mm.
But yes, I would not be too concerned about not hearing. They are still making progress.
Right. On this planet or on other planets now?
You are speaking of this planet, I take
it. Well, I was talking about this planet, but you said they've moved on to other places.
Not necessarily other planets, to perhaps from whence they came.
Right, okay. Thank you.
I had a question in regards of the of all this technology with the Wi-Fi and all the 3G and 4G and all these things going on. I do understand that the human body can adapt to new things going on.
Yes.
But it does seem that these things are probably moving a bit too fast, and there's so many people suffering from all that waves that are all around in them, and it's a bit tricky to see how far. There's so many studies saying how bad it is for the body. And there's so many people that are saying that they can't sleep anymore and they have headaches and their body cannot move anymore because of all that. And yet again, all the phone companies and the governments are still building up more and putting a bit more stronger and faster everywhere. So I don't really know how all that can kind of be managed with everybody.
You have to remember that all of these things have originally come from spirits to be used for good. But as in many cases, mankind interferes too much and does not use what is given in the correct way.
Yeah.
What I would say, it is only part of the problem, because you have to remember you have a spirit and a mind who are in charge of who and what you are. So do not blame all of the, what shall we call them, today's
technology,
that's the word. All of this technology is also very useful. But I understand what you mean by being too negative, affecting people. But the most powerful thing that you as human beings have is a And I repeat this once more, your minds. Your minds can surpass anything that comes your way.
Right.
Mm. I have said this many times, many, many times. Mm. It is the most powerful thing that you can have. Mm. Because it is and belongs to spirit.
Right. It's learning that lifestyle balance again,
yes.
Isn't it?
Balance mm-hmm. is a very good word.
Mm. Nature is a good antidote for technology, isn't it?
Yes. And for mankind to realize that he does not have the right to interfere so much in what he has been given.
No. There is this human trait of wanting to run before we can walk, as it were, and trying to rush things. And that's when our free will comes into play.
And you also have a very great deal of curiosity.
Yes.
Also, yes.
But there's a big movement throughout the world, though, to suppress these technologies and just to do it at your own pace, what feels comfortable. And, you know, you don't have to be like sheep, as it were, and follow the trend.
No. You have to use your own mind for what is right and wrong.
Yeah.
And I suppose a prime example at this present time on your earth is the recognition of the damage that all of your plastics are doing.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. yeah.
But because of the recognition, it is being challenged and something is being done.
Yes. Yeah.
It is a case of the mind overtaking the practicalities of the use of plastics.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of these animals have given up their lives so that we will understand that.
Yes.
There was a whale that was beached and its stomach was just full of plastic.
And again, we come to the balance of life, do we not?
Because you did say that, didn't you, that our future energies will come from the sea.
There is much to come from the sea.
So, of course, we need to look after. This is the first step in looking after it.
I did read something about using seaweed in order to do bags. Instead of plastic, would be seaweed bags.
Oh, there's lots of different... theories that we can use. I mean, we should use hemp and things like that again, which we've stopped doing.
And bamboo.
Hemp, of course, at the moment, I do not know if you know, is being used for medical purposes. Many things from the
sea
are now being recognised.
And of course, they've got the equipment now to go much deeper into the sea, which they couldn't do before.
Yes.
So I think they're learning things from the deep.
And this will always happen if you allow yourselves to listen to spirit.
Mm.
Do not be so quick to condemn or to have voices of opinion which belong to others.
Mm.
Stop for a moment and just think for yourselves.
Mm. It's really all a learning curve, I guess.
Yes, small steps lead to larger steps.
Mm.
Mm. Yes.
You have said a bit about balance on our planet is so important.
Yes.
And one of the big concerns of humanity at the moment is our ever-increasing population. And that because there are now over 8 billion souls on this planet, inevitably that is going to put extra pressure on our little planet. I'm wondering whether that will continue into the future, whether we'll carry on expanding, or whether there will be a recognition of some balance that's needed with that as well.
Yes, balance will always win. People have to realise that these events, these happenings, will occur. And it will only take time for mankind to understand what he has to do about it.
Yes.
For example, when you had the outcry about contraception in countries where there was none,
mm-hmm.
And now you find that their population has dropped whilst others have increased.
Mm-hmm.
But it is really up to mankind to listen intently to spirit to be guided.
Mm. There is something called Agenda 21, I think, which I've heard about, which is kind of part of the New World Order to do with controlling the world's population. I think there's some quite big figures on there, like Bill Gates and people like that, who have said that the human race is too big for the planet. We're sort of living like parasites, aren't we, on the resources?
Yes.
And there's a movement to sort of almost reduce population.
I would say that in all of your living upon this planet Earth, that there is always problems, and the balance comes when mankind realizes what needs to be done to rectify whatever problem it is.
Mm.
This is a learning curve for mankind.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Not for the plastics, not for the expansion of the human race, but an expansion of mind.
Yes.
And in saying those words, I feel that expansion is one of the greatest, shall we call it a project for mankind to take up. Expansion of the mind.
Yes.
Think of those words just for a moment.
When we do that on a more collective basis, such as the plastics, where different countries on the planet have come together to solve the issue, there's really nothing that we can't achieve when it's collectively power of that of the mind.
Yes.
They're all working in one direction.
If you think, to simplify it, if you can think of this group of people sitting together, like-minded to help others with their healing, how powerful is that if it is multiplied?
Yes.
Mm.
Can you imagine, my dear friends, the power that it emits? It is wonderful to see.
And that's where we come full circle, really, when Sabine mentioned about the internet, and that was the good that it was created for. You can see it, because that creates that expansive knowledge that would not have reached in the way it has to people.
Yes, there is always good and bad.
Yes.
You have to have the good and the bad to have the balance.
Yeah.
I have said this to you many times also.
Well, we know that. That's now the universe's law, isn't it?
Yes.
Balance is almost the first amendment.
And once you have that realization that you have to work for balance, that it is not placed in your hands, that every individual on this planet Earth has to work towards good and love and, of course, balance.
Yes. Responsibility again lies within us all.
Yes, individual responsibility.
Yeah.
Yes. So I say to you all, my dear friends, that is my lesson for this time, to think about the balance of the mind, mind expansion, and to continue to love and create love in all areas of your lives.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Good question from Paul.
I've got one more as well. Actually, I don't have a question. There's some reading some readers that
this will be quite quick anyway. It's related to what Sabine was talking about and the Wi-Fi, smart meters, that sort of thing. How are we using the power of the mind to deflect it? Is it to strengthen our aura or to just think positive thoughts? Or
it will naturally strengthen your aura if you begin to expand the mind, because the mind is in control of all things. So whichever way you want to use your mind, that is down to each individual. You can use it with mind expansion for good, and you can also use it for other things that are not so good. But when it comes to it, when it comes to deciding what you must do, you have to use the expansion of mind to create more love and more education of people. Does that make sense to you?
It does. How do you know when your mind's getting expanded?
You may not always know. It is something that will happen. You will recognize the feeling of having done the right thing.
I tend to find that people come to me and want to discuss something, and I just go with the flow, really, and try to give whatever comes to my mind to them to help them. But I don't always look for people to help. They just seem to come.
It's your light. It's your lights.
Yes, they are attracted by lights. Everyone outside of this room, if they meet any of you, would be attracted to your light. You may be unaware of it, as you probably are most of the time. But to truly see the workings of the mind, it is best done in meditation.
Yes.
And then, to answer the dear lady's question, you will feel that something is happening.
Right. Yeah. We've just set up a new place to meditate in our house, which I think will be very nice. I've also noticed that I've spent a lot of time studying my dreams this year, and
yes,
I've noticed they're becoming really clear, direct communication that can be quite helpful sometimes in understanding, not just about myself, but it could be others too. But it's
if you feel that is what is right for you, then of course you must continue. And
yeah,
the more confident you become in recognizing the connection with spirit, the better all things become.
Yes.
So you must continue if it feels right for you.
It feels, it's very interesting to me, yes. I anything to do with the mind I'm fascinated by.
Yes. Unfortunately, there is too much thinking with the brain. And although you are provided with this encasement, this body, this brain, remember that it is a minor part. And when the body dies, so will the brain. And the mind continues.
Yeah.
I don't wish to bring in my ego on this at all. It's not how I intend it to sound. But I do, when you were talking about attracting, our light attracting people.
Yes.
Is it okay to recognise that? Because I do.
Of course. The more you are aware of your own auras, your own light, that can only be good. That means that your own mind is beginning to expand. That you care about others, that you care about the planet, that you care for the underprivileged, of course it is good to recognise.
Yeah. So there's been a shift in my thought pattern. No, it's not even my thought pattern. I think my spirit has come to the fore.
Yes.
I think my spirit stepped forward, which is why I feel so differently.
This is why you should always be pleased to sit in meditation and feel yourself grow.
Yes, that goes for all of us, yes. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we all came to the... were all born being allowed the knowledge to meditate. That would be my wish for the world one day.
Meditation comes naturally to those who do it often. And as long as the ego is retained and quiet, and it's a wonderful feeling. And that is why I always urge you, my dear friends, to sit in meditation as often as you can.
Sorry, Paul, I know you want to ask a question. The other thing that goes with that, and I'm not going to ask if it's correct, because I know it is, that when you're more in touch with your spiritual side, you become less reliant on being amongst people. You can be quite happy on your own.
Yes.
And not seek help or reliance from anybody else other than yourself. And I've noticed that in me. That's the biggest thing I can.
There is nothing more beautiful than the spirit who is relaxed and loved and feels part of all things whilst being on your own.
Oh, yes, that's how it is.
Yes.
Yes, I've learned to love my own company this year as well, very much more. I've always liked my own company a bit, but I really have taken it to a new level.
Yes. As long as you do not become too insular.
No,
that is a different matter.
Yes.
But I know exactly what you are both saying.
But people always come to me and I have plans to share more with my music. I want to share that much more globally, so I do have plans.
Yes. Well, of course you all still have your own individual minds, and free will is quite a strong part of your lives.
Sorry, Paul. Go ahead now.
No, I was just going to see when we were talking about expanding minds. I was thinking of sometimes when you're in meditation and you get to a point where you know that if you were to think of a problem in the world or a problem with yourself, it becomes like nothing. You might not know the answer to it necessarily in words, but you just know that it's just another little issue and it'll go. I wondered if that relates to
you put it out to the universe.
Expanded mind,
haven't you?
You have
expansion.
Yeah,
you've put those thoughts out to the universe, perhaps.
You know that these are just hiccups
that
will be resolved.
Yes, that is a recognition of right and wrong. It's one of the basic things that the meditation teaches you. You know that your mind is working towards spirit to become stronger, to become more loving. And that is the purpose, to leave behind the troubles of the world in meditation. Then you truly see what life is truly about.
That's not quite the same then as expanding your mind.
Expanding your mind means using it wisely, to be aware that that is what you wish to do.
Is this how eventually we start to lose, as we become more evolved into the far future, we start to lose our free will? Do you mean by that, that
you retain,
you just know what to do.
Yes, you retain free will when you pass through spirit.
Yes.
Because it is a part of spirit in that sense.
Mm.
But eventually it is just the knowing of all things. You know, like the gentleman has said, that things are not an issue. And you just continue until it wears away and there is no need for that will. But now you are beginning to touch deep matters.
Yes.
But yes, you will know all things when the time comes to pass.
Yes.
Yes.
I have a few questions from the readers, but I don't know if you've got time to take any more. Or if
I will. I felt there was quite a number of questions this evening.
Oh, okay, well, there's one from Mika Dehan in the Netherlands, who's been following the transcripts for quite a long time now.
Yes.
And she would like to ask if you or others in the spirit realm are aware of us as persons abroad in other countries who are following the group from a distance. Do they know us personally? And another question about what I think a lot, what has to be our top priority in what we have to do each day? What would help us the most in finding our path through life?
I believe I have already answered the second question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To meditate and to grow.
Right, yes.
And your task in life for all of you is to give love, to love your fellow man, no matter whether you feel it is not quite right for you. To strive to love another human being is the purest form of love, because you have fought well for it. It is so easy for human beings to say, I do not wish or I do not like that person. That is very negative. And if you can only remember the two things that I have taught you, negativity and positivity, yes, the two opposites again for balance. But your purpose on this earth is to learn to love all people, all animals, all things, and to do so quite naturally.
Yes, and I suppose her first question, I know you do, in the past you have tuned in to individuals.
Yes, we do not tune in to individuals in that manner. We are aware of lights mostly,
right,
of the beauty that rises from the being. But yes, of course we can tune in to individuals as individual mediums here. That is how it works. The medium tunes into the individual and gives the message which is to come across,
and
if that is what she means.
I think as she's never been in the group, and there's lots of readers now in different countries.
Yes.
I think she'd like to know. Yeah, if you're aware of them as individuals. At all.
Yes, we can be aware of anything in the same way as, let's for example say, if the physical body has been injured, it does not occur in the spirit. So in that sense, you have to think, we cannot look at every individual on the earth and see them as one person. It is not like that. It is difficult to explain. But you recognize the beauty and the knowledge that they seek.
Right. And if they were to be thinking about you...
If they were thinking individually of someone like me, then of course that is a more personal connection.
And you'd be aware of their thoughts?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
It is difficult for us to tell you how we communicate, how we know things all together. Just by being here, it's not easy to explain.
No, to put all this into words.
Yes.
Yeah.
But all of these things you will soon discover for yourselves. I would say try to develop your sense of just being. That's where truth comes from.
Yeah.
To recognize and acknowledge that what you are doing is truth and light and love. Not to allow egos to step in, because that is what will hold you back.
You've got to be humble and yet loving. We've got to follow the little children, really, haven't we? But the ones that are loving and humble.
It's easier said than done sometimes, isn't it? Because when you see everything that's going on, it's just so hard to believe that people in power are capable of doing certain things which actually make absolutely no sense, and they're not good. And then you can sort of think, well, is it just the way I'm thinking? Is it me that's mad, or is it...
You do not help if you constantly criticize. Because what it is doing is making that negativity stronger within yourself. And I know and I understand, and we see it so often, of all the struggles of mankind and the hatred and the killing, and I have said to you as a group, do not focus upon these things, but to focus on the positive parts of life, the positive people, and then in that way it grows stronger, the love grows stronger, and it becomes an entirely different kind of situation. You understand? It is difficult not to judge your fellow man. We understand that, and you are only human. But my wish for all of you, my dear friends, is that as individuals you strive for the very best that you can be. You can do no more.
And sometimes if we focus more on our own life and what we're doing than what's happening out there, that can help us also to be...
It can help you to send love to the situation which you feel is not good. And I know it will not change overnight. Of course not. It has taken so long for this planet to evolve, and you as human beings to evolve. So perhaps another word to use for you would be a little patience.
That word, patience. It's also easier to be, concentrate on being, when you're not doing so much. I used to be so busy that I was everywhere, but not thinking so much about myself, always about other people. But this year I've had more time, and that's helped me to be and understand about being. And
it's just because you have found a better balance of life.
Yes, it's a much better balance.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is all it is.
Yes. But I'm not saying I regret the things I've done, because I really enjoyed all those things.
Yes.
But I feel that it's a good phase now to go within more and understand things on different levels.
Yes. You must always continue to seek and to search as an individual, because after all you are individuals.
Mm.
You have your own feelings and thoughts, and I am sure even within this room there are many different opinions on different subjects.
Mm.
And that is how it should be, as long as it is given with love.
Yes.
And that is your own responsibilities. And now, my dear friends, I feel it is time for me to leave. As always, I leave you cloaked in love, in understanding, in patience, in all the words I have expressed to you this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Wonderful to have you again.